I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A Mexican newspaper is attracting a lot of attention today from around the globe. Its editors have just published an open letter appealing directly to various drug cartels in the city of Juarez. The paper had one of its own killed last week. Gunmen ambushed the journalist in a mall parking lot. They shot him inside his car. A fellow reporter who was with him was injured but managed to escape. It's the second time in 2 years that a reporter for this Juarez newspaper has been murdered. In both cases, authorities suspect that drug cartel gunmen committed the crimes, and the paper wants to know why. The World's William Troop has more.
The newspaper is called El Diario de Juarez, and its editorial is addressed to, quote, the gentlemen from the different organizations fighting for control of Juarez, i.e. the drug cartels. And it asked them some very direct questions. Gerardo Rodriguez is one of the editors at El Diario.
We're asking the drug dealers, what do you want? We're recognizing you as the authority in this town of Juarez because the authorities have not been able to do anything to solve the violence. We didn't ask for this war. Tell us what you want. Why are you killing our reporters?
On the face of it, the editorial is a naked plea for a truce with the drug cartels. A recent report says 22 journalists have been killed in Mexico since 2006, at least 8 of them in direct reprisal for reporting on crime and corruption. Rodriguez says El Diario's editorial was meant to protect the lives of its reporters.
So we're looking for a peace agreement. No story is worth the life of anyone anymore. We don't want our reporters to die anymore.
The editorial's implication, of course, is self-censorship, something that's increasingly common in Mexico.
The media and reporters in vast sectors, vast regions of the country is terrified.
That's Carlos Loria with the U.S.-based Committee to Protect Journalists. He co-authored the report on violence against the press in Mexico. In addition to the 22 killings, the report mentions numerous kidnappings and countless acts of intimidation. Loria says the cartels are fighting for control of information and undermining Mexican democracy in the process.
Now, this is a national crisis, which is not only affecting the press, but it's depriving Mexicans from the right to freedom of expression and access to information.
And as such, Loria says, the crisis demands an urgent response from Mexico's federal government. Loria plans to deliver that message to President Calderón in person on Wednesday. But many Mexican journalists have given up hope on the government's ability to protect its citizens, let alone journalists covering the rising violence. That's why editor Gerardo Rodriguez says El Diario de Juarez decided to appeal directly to the criminals. But Rodriguez says that's not to say the paper is giving up on reporting, at least not yet.
We may consider stopping and censoring our newspapers in exchange for the lives of our reporters, yes. But we're considering it. We're not saying we're going to do it.
For The World, this is William Troop.